Good evening, I'm Mel DeYoung. Welcome to the Folk Show Roadshow, a special monthly broadcast on WPSU.
All over there were others before you. Each one tried to teach me something new. But it never took and hearts broke every time. Truthfully, usually just mine. Some men want to make their mark on all mankind. I only want to make up your mind. And I can see you have your doubts, but I know I can. I only want to be your man.
Mark Arelli describes this song as nothing deep, just a little folk palate cleanser. It's not typical of his songs, not something you might expect from someone with as impressive a resume as his, but it does give us a taste of his voice and guitar, and I hope it whets your appetite for more from a songwriter well-loved for going deep into all manner of subjects. We'll hear more from Mark Arelli coming up later in tonight's broadcast. But most of tonight's broadcast features a very talented and funny West Virginia band that has performed many times over the past 10 or more years in central Pennsylvania, and twice as part of the Acoustic Brew Concert Series in performance at the WPSU studios. They were a very new band in 2007, the first time. The concert you are about to hear was recorded just 2 months ago on April 15th. The heart of the Hillbilly Gypsies is married couple Trey and Jamie Lynn Buckner. As you'll hear in a moment, Jamie Lynn was not yet ready to return to performing, but she is here in spirit as the band's warmth and energy shine forth. MC Linda Littleton sets the concert in motion.
I'm really excited about this show. I've heard these guys a few times and they're awesome. I know you're really going to enjoy this. So please welcome the Hillbilly Gypsies.
I see about four or five people right here because of the nights. But, well, it's good to be back here in State College. My wife couldn't be here. Some of y'all know what's going on with her and the cancer thing. She's doing fine. She's cancer-free. But she's beside herself not playing these shows with us. That's part of what makes her very happy in life. And she just wanted to send her apologies. And she asked me to do a song for her tonight, too. So this guy's in tune back here. Always waiting on the banjo. So. Y'all ready? Are y'all ready? All right, let's do this.
Yeah.
Y'all come. Y'all come. Well, you all come. See us when you can. Get her, boy.
Thank you so much.
Boy, going to try an original song here. This is one that I wrote. I've told this story many times, but I wrote this on the way back from up around Ithaca, New York, I believe. We were on our way back from a festival up there. I almost fell asleep driving home. That's something you don't want to do that. You hear about texting and driving. They say it's bad. Falling asleep while you're driving is just a bit worse. But
I thought you said texting driving.
Texting, you know, with the cell. I don't own a cell phone, so I don't know anything about it. But I'm like one of the rare few people on the planet without a cell phone. So anyway, this was a song I said something to my wife when she scared me to death. All she said was, "Dude," while I was apparently falling asleep driving, you know, and it just shook me right up, and I realized I could have killed us all. And she said, "Do you want me to drive? I've been sleeping a few hours." And I said, "I'll be fine once I see the West Virginia line." And I went, hey, a light bulb kind of just, you had a short or something, and it finally kicked on right there at that moment. I said, I can make a song out of this. I wasted the next hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes on that line and then never used it in the song. So this one here is called West Virginia Line.
And the worst part is they were driving towards California.
You're counting all through.
Sing with all my might, just a picking and a grinning like we're doing here tonight. And when I'm done, I'm headed for the place where I feel right. So put the pedal to the metal, making real good time, and I can't wait to see that old West Virginia line. Mighty grand, amazing things and beauty everywhere across this land. And I will always travel, it's in my blood to roam. But those West Virginia rolling hills will always be my home. So put the pedal to the metal, making real good time. And I can't wait to see that old West Virginia line. Those rolling hills where I come from make me feel so fine.
So much. Well, I think it's fiddle tune time.
Yes, sir.
Folks, it's a great honor to share the stage with this fella here. We dress a lot alike. People ask if we're brothers everywhere we go together. And we're brothers in some way. West Virginia brothers.
Anyway, I don't know what that means.
Ben just kind of jumped.
Ben, I don't know if I'd go around saying that publicly.
Yeah, well. Ben just kind of jumped in with us on short notice here over the last, about a month.
Yeah.
And we played a few shows together. Ben, we've known each other for well over a decade now. The last time both of us were here, we played a show together here in this very same room. He played with a band called The Fox Hunt. I don't know if anybody was here for that show. But it's a great honor to have Ben with us here. He's decided to join up with this band of gypsies. And I wish him luck. But we're going to do one here.
Oh, no, I could do better, you know.
This is an old Kenny Baker song. Now Ben here is a West Virginia-style heritage-type fiddler. He's real well-respected in the old-time scene, especially in West Virginia. And this is probably one of the few actually bluegrass tunes that he brought with him when he came to pick with us here. I've always loved this tune. It's Kenny Baker's song called The Wheel Hoss. Townsend on the fiddle there. Aaron Richards on the 5-string banjo. What do you think, boys? Tell them about it. What key are we going to?
Hey, I'll tell you what, let's jump up there to the key A. You want to sing an A? Yeah. I'm going to tell you a story about this bass player back here. How many of y'all want to hear him come up and sing you a tune? Yeah. I said, how many of y'all want to hear him come up and sing you a tune? There we go. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to tell you a little story about this feller. I put up with him now for 22 years. Tried he's my older brother. Ain't a thing I wouldn't do for him. There ain't a thing he wouldn't do for me. So still to this day, standing on this stage, we do absolutely nothing for each other. But, they call him Big Al Richard. He's going to come up and sing one for you called the Old Slewfoot.
Bear track, look back at me. Go and get your gun, mama, before it's too late. I saw a big old bear, he's running.
up my money and I bought me some bees. They start making honey way up in the trees. I cut down my tree, but my honey's all gone. Old Slew put himself at home.
He's bigger and middle and he's brought across the line. 90 miles an hour, taking 30 in a jump.
He ain't never been caught, he ain't never been seen. Some folks say he looks a lot like me. Chase him in a holler and down in a well. We'll shoot him in the back just to listen to him yell.
He's bigger and little and he's brought across the run. 9 miles an hour, taking 30 foot of time.
He ain't never been caught, he ain't never been trained.
Some folks say he looks a lot like me. And some folks say he looks a lot like me.
Try one here. It's an old Carter family song. We get the wonderful opportunity three or four times a year to venture down to the Carter family fold in Hilton's, Virginia, where A.P. Carter was born. They call it Poor Valley down there, and that's where all the Carter family comes from. It's also where Johnny Cash played his last 8 shows before he passed away. If you haven't gone, do yourself a favor. Yeah, they got Johnny Cash, one of his rocking chairs there.
Really?
You can sit in it. Yeah, it's in A.P. Carter's old cabin. But they got a couple of rules when you go down there, and one of the rules is you have to start every show, every set, with a Carter family tune, which is understandable. The strange rule to me is that you got to have a fiddle in the band, and to my knowledge, there's not a single Carter family recording that's got a fiddle on it, so I'm not sure where that rule came from. I guess it's because they love to dance down there, and the fiddle is one of those instruments that gets people dancing. They have another rule down there. You have to do at least one gospel tune per set. And I guess I made a mistake here. There's a fourth rule. There's no dancing during the gospel song. So they're old-timey down there, you know. So anyhow, we're going to try a Carter family tune. We missed a turn on the way in, and I thought we were going to be late for sound check. We were about 15, 20 minutes late, but nobody seemed to mind. But this song comes to mind every time I get worried. The old Worried Man Blues.
Worried man to sing worried song. Takes worried man to sing worried song. Takes worried man to sing worried song. Worried now, but won't be worried long. Shackles on my legs, 21 lengths of chain. Oh, shackles on my legs, 21 lengths of chain. Shackles on my legs, 21 lengths of chain. On each link, the initials of my name. It takes worried man to sing worried song. Takes worried man to sing worried song. Takes worried man to sing worried song. I'm worried now, but I won't be worried long. Thank you. what's gonna be my fine, boys. I ask the judge, what's gonna be my fine? I ask the judge, what's gonna be my fine? 21 years on the Rocky Mountain line. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song. Worried now, but it won't be worried long. Let's play again. Takes worried man to sing a worried song. Takes worried man to sing a worried song. Worried now, but it won't be worried long. Worried now, but it won't be worried long. I'm worried now, but it won't be worried long.
Hey, all right.
Damn, man.
Well, thank you so much. So I'm going to try some clawhammer style banjo for you. And it's almost embarrassing sometimes because this guy right here plays one of the best clawhammer styles I've ever heard. And,
oh, shit. Come on.
This one here is an old-time tune that Hillbilly Gypsies have played for well over a decade. We recorded this on our very first CD, which is over at least 10 or 11 years ago, I reckon. Kind of dating myself at this point. Giving the age away. Of course, I'm starting to get the gray. You know what I mean? So, you know, people are guessing a little older nowadays when they ask how old I am. So it's like a shaving for them. Anyhow, we're going to try this. This is a good hard-driving fiddle tune, old-time fiddle tune. It's one that gets people dancing everywhere we've ever been. And I've always loved this tune. It's called Ballin' Cabbage Down.
Thank you.
brown. Only song that I can sing is by the cabin.
You're listening to the Folk Show Roadshow, a special monthly broadcast on WPSU, featuring concerts recently recorded in central Pennsylvania.
But I noticed there was something wrong with the guitar last week, but it doesn't sound too bad when he's playing it, so I don't know. We're going to do one here. This is an old-time tune. It comes from the hills of West Virginia. In my research, it comes from the Thomas, West Virginia region. I don't know if anybody's ever been to the Purple Fiddle in Thomas, West Virginia. It's a great music venue. They have mountain music down there most nights of the week nowadays. And now they're venturing out to lots of other styles of music. But when they first started, we were the first band to play there, to my knowledge. And we had a few funny things that happened the first time. The first thing was we walked in and the place was dead. I mean, it just opened. So we didn't know if there was going to be a crowd. We did a sound check, and there was a funny fellow there who walked out because he said he didn't like bluegrass music, and he hadn't even heard us play a note. Later on that night,
I saw you come in looking like
that. Yeah. They saw me come, and he was out the door.
Did you think you were plumbing?
So anyway, later on, the room filled in a bit, and we had a good time. And I played this song that I had played for years, and I knew nothing of the history of the song. And this old timer came up and asked me if I knew anything about it. And he said, "I said no, sir, but I love history, especially when it comes to West Virginia and old-time music, and if you know anything about it, I'd be glad to hear it." And he said, "Well, this song comes from right around here." He said, "When the railroads came through. Now, if you're down there now, there's no longer a railroad. There's a rail trail. But back in the time, I don't know what year that would have been when the railroads were coming through, but back in those days, folks in those regions lived off the land. They didn't have much money. There wasn't much to be had. Not much has changed in the hills of West Virginia when it comes to that. You move too far out, and there's not a lot of jobs and not a lot of money to be found. So, anyway, they were real resourceful, the mountain folks who lived around there, and they got wise. They realized these railroad workers were getting paid to build the railroads. So there was money in the region. So they started trying to find ways to get that money. And the story about this song, it's just a silly song about a hen that won't lay any eggs when you need them and lays way too many when you don't. But, the historical value of the song is that, what it was written about is farmers and people there got wise. If their crops were fresh or their hens were laying eggs, they could prepare a fresh meal, take it out to the railroad workers, and they would they'd pay good money for it. So there you go, your history lesson on this song for the day. Anyhow, we're going to try this here. Cluck old hen. Y'all ready? For the whole darn crew. Cluck old hen, cluck and sing. Ain't laid an egg since away last spring. Cluck old hen, cluck and squall. Ain't laid an egg since away last fall. Eggs and taters too. She was raised up on the farm. Now she's in the new ground digging up corn. Cluck old hen, cluck and sing. Ain't laid an egg since the way last spring. Cluck old hen, cluck and squall. Ain't laid an egg since the way last fall. Wooden peg, she laid more eggs than a hen around the barn. No sign of whiskey wouldn't do me any harm. Well, cluck old hen, cluck and sing. Ain't laid an egg since the way last spring. Cluck old hen, cluck and squall. Ain't laid an egg since the way last fall.
sometime one, sometime two. Time enough for the whole darn crew. Fun old head fucking sang. Ain't laid an egg since the way last spring. Fun old head fucking skull. Ain't laid an egg since the way last fall. Sing fun old head fucking sing. Ain't laid an egg since the way last spring. Fun old head fucking skull. You ain't laid an egg since way last fall.
Richard's on the guitar there. It goes into that Jaws thing for a minute. What's another one? John Hardy. This here's a good old time tune that we've also been playing for a number of years. I believe this one was on the first CD as well. You know, back in those days, there was only so many tunes that I knew old time wise. So. We recorded every single one of them, put it on a CD, you know what I mean? I was telling Ben there the other day, I heard an old Hillbilly Gypsies recording on NPR. It was on Inside Appalachia. Ben does the theme song for Inside Appalachia. He's if you listen to that, that's his music on there.
I think.
So we were talking about hearing ourselves and not realizing it's us, you know what I mean? And I was sitting there listening. It was a great story about Appalachia. Something was going on there, and I can't remember what the story was, but it was real interesting. And all of a sudden, I heard this just great banjo pick, and I thought, wow, that's a great sounding banjo. That just sounds great. And then the fiddle kicked in, and I knew right away that it was the Hillbilly Gypsies recording, and I had no clue up until that moment. I didn't even realize what tune it was. It was just an instrumental little segment, you know, of a song that we sang, and it was just a little picking part, you know. That's a really neat feeling when you don't realize it's you, you know. So.
Those guys do a great job on that show.
Anyway, here's one, like I said, we've been doing a number of years. It's called John Hardy.
You ready?
Surely would be free. Along came a marshal with a gun in his hand. He said, Johnny, better come along with me. Oh, Johnny, better come along with me. Johnny, I'll be true to you. east to the west, from the north to the south end of town. When the sun comes up tomorrow, boys, they'll take John Hardy down and show him to his hanging ground. Don't let old John Hardy swing down. Get it out. Seen John Hardy get away. Y'all seen John Hardy get away. Well, y'all seen John Hardy get away. Y'all seen him almost get away.
Hey, all right. It's also a good time to remind you we do have a website, www.thehillbillygypsies.com. We got asked for a gospel number last gig, and we forgot that we were doing this for a little while. And then, so I think Al's going to help us sing on this too. This is called Hallelujah. I'm ready.
Hallelujah. I'm ready.
Hallelujah.
I can hear voices singing soft and low. Hallelujah,
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Hallelujah,
I'm ready, ready to go. Was darkness in night, not a star was in sight. On the highway, let them low. Jesus came in, saved my soul from sin. Hallelujah, I'm ready to go. Hallelujah,
I'm ready.
I can hear the voices singing soft and low. Hallelujah,
I'm ready.
Hallelujah, I'm ready. Sinner, don't wait, don't you wait till it's too late. He's a wonderful Savior, you know. Pour a veil on my knees and he answered my prayer. Hallelujah, I'm ready to go.
Hallelujah,
I'm ready.
Hallelujah.
I can hear the voices singing something low. Just singing soft and low. Hallelujah,
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Hallelujah,
I'm ready to go. Hallelujah, I'm ready to go.
You're listening to the Folk Show Road Show, a special monthly broadcast on WPSU featuring concerts recently recorded in Central Pennsylvania.
Very shortly.
The Hillbilly Gypsies have just finished their first set at the WPSU studios in Innovation Park, and the audience is heading out to the lobby for snacks and conversation, and maybe to chat with the band at their merch table. But we're going to zoom right ahead for the Hillbilly Gypsies' second set, and afterwards we'll hear from solo singer-songwriter Mark Urella.
I'll tell you what, y'all still with us out there?
Yeah. All right.
Y'all still with us out there?
We can't see him, but we can hear him.
So I gotta be loud. Ready, boys?
We're on a train 45 here.
Thank you.
I say Ruben made a train, he put it on the track, run to the Lord nowhere. I say, whoa, me, whoa, Lordy, my, run to the Lord nowhere. I say, whoa, me, whoa, my, run to the Lord nowhere.
Hey. Well, thank you. It's good to be back here for the second set. I think we're going to get Aaron here to sing a song for us. This is a Merle Haggard tune. We got any Merle Haggard fans out here?
We got any Merle Haggard fans out here?
Haggard and Husky.
Well, we're going to do you one here. This song's kind of become the anthem for traveling musicians. At least in my life, it's always been one. You know, Merle passed away last year. 2016 was real hard on the music world, to the point that we all took a consensus here as a band, and we've decided that we need to round up Willie Nelson and wrap him in bubble wrap. It's 2016 was one of those years that hopefully 2017 is not as hard on the music world, or on anybody's world for that matter.
Did you ever see Merle Haggard play fiddle?
I've seen a video of him playing fiddle.
He's pretty good. Man.
Yeah, he was. So anyway, we're going to try this one here. Aaron's going to sing it. It's called Ramblin' Fever.
Well, my hat don't hang on the same nail too long. My ears can't stand to hear the same old song. I don't leave the highway long enough to walk down in the mud. I got a ramblin' fever in my blood. Well, I caught this ramblin' fever long ago when I first heard the lonesome whistle blow. Whoever said I ever gave a dang, well, it ain't sure to. I've had a ramblin' fever all along. Ramblin' fever, the kind of can't be measured by degree. Ramblin' fever, said there ain't no kind of cure for my disease. Bring that music down this hair
phone. Yeah. Said bring it down.
I meant volume wise, but I like that too.
Hold on, you stay down there. He's tuned.
Well, I was pretending to tune because I kind of like it. All right, ladies. Times I'd put the bed down on the sofa and let some ugly lady rub my back. Oh, we'd spend the early morning drinking coffee and talking about when I'll be coming back. Well, now I don't let no woman tie me down. I'll never get too old to get around. Wanna die along the highway right away like some old highline. Rest this ramblin' fever in my soul. Ramblin' fever, kinda can't be measured by degree. Ramblin' fever, said there ain't no kind of cure for my disease. I said there ain't no kind of care for my disease.
Aaron can sing the longest note. We just found that out.
I'm going.
3 days I can't talk.
He told me when he got here that he couldn't sing. That's what he said. He said he'd been singing late night for the last 3 nights in a row.
I don't know that one.
Me, I've been trying to stay out of them late night gigs. For that reason. We'll try an old Jimmy Martin tune. Well, it's not a Jimmy Martin tune, but it was one that Jimmy Martin made famous. Jimmy had a way of taking anybody's song and making it his own, and then somehow getting credit for the song. Now, I got to looking into this, and we did find out, actually. I always say I don't know who wrote this, but we did find out. It's a feller named Unknown.
Now, so many songs.
That guy's written so many songs. If somebody knows him, tell him there's a lot of money coming to him, you know. So anyway, this one's credited to Unknown. You might register your name there as Unknown. You might get a bunch of money. Anyways, this is one my wife told me to sing a song for. This is one I used to sing joking around to flirt with her, and she'd always ask me, "Why are you singing like that?" And I said, "I'm trying to sound like Jimmy Martin. I'm trying." She said, "Don't."
Give us a taste.
Well, I'll try to, you know, I'm no Jimmy, but I'll try my best here. So this is called the Hit Parade of Love. Always waiting on the banjo player.
Oh, we ready?
Ready. Thank you so much. Come and Lucy. Well, now what? How you follow that?
I can't, I will, I do believe.
You want to sing another?
Yeah,
Wild Bill Jones?
Yeah.
What key would do it in?
Key A.
Key A. The key of two, as I call it. To keep a certain bluegrass sound on a guitar, we use what's called a capo, and then you can keep that. You know, you can keep that sound. Some people call it the cheater bar.
I don't.
I believe it to keep a certain style and sound, you have to do what you have to do. So we're going to get this this bass player back here. He don't say much, but when he does, you should listen. He said we kind of hog the mic, so he. This fellow back, like I said, he don't say much, but when he does, you should listen. He's a smart fellow. He's an engineer, not the kind that drives a train. He's the other kind of engineer, you know, mechanical engineer. And he's got him a degree, and he decided to play the bass instead. He's been playing the bass longer than he's been an engineer. So, but he's one of those hillbilly engineers. He could fix anything, I think. You know, Big Al's gonna sing another one here for us. This is called Wild Bill Jones.
Here we go.
Richard's here on the bass fiddle singing for you. We'll try the one I wrote till the next tune. We'll do an old-time song. This song dates way back. It's an old Appalachian tune, but it dates back further than that. It comes from Scott's Irish roots. My beautiful wife surprised me for my 40th birthday last February and took me to Ireland. I had no idea I was going. She told me, from this date, be prepared to travel. Like, we travel all over the world, so to me, I pack the same way no matter where I go. I didn't think about it. I just said, okay. We got to the airport. She handed me a gift. And you could tell it was some kind of book. And I opened it up, and it was a journal that said Ireland on it and a plane ticket. And so anyway, we get there, and we wound up in one of my favorite places in the entire world. Now, I don't know how many of y'all have been to Ireland. There's a little town called Dingletown. It is the most amazing place for musicians in the whole entire world, if you ask me. And we wound up in the courthouse pub. If you've ever been to Dingle, you'll know where the courthouse pub. That's not what it's called. That's just what everybody in town calls it. And when we got there, I was told that that's where the best of the Irish musicians hang out. And then we found out a couple of days later, that's also where some of the string band and Americana musicians hang out as well. So the first night we were there, we hung out with the Irish musicians. And the next night we got there, the Irish musicians were there, as well as a bunch of younger kids playing what I would call Americana. I wouldn't exactly call it bluegrass or old time or Appalachian even, but some flavor of that they were playing, you know. And I walked into the place. I knew the Irish musicians from the night before. didn't know any of these young kids, and there was a Scottish fiddler sitting there, and she was like, "Oh, thank goodness, there's somebody here who can pick a banjo." I don't know. I had a pretty good sized beard at the time. I don't know what the reason was, but she.
Maybe the overalls.
So they hand him. Yeah, I did have overalls on. I did.
Maybe the banjo case she carried in.
So they hand me a banjo, and I tune it up into this tuning, which I really enjoy playing in, which is different than the other segment that I was playing, and it's a totally different tuning. It's more old time tuning, and I tuned up the banjo and I sat and thought, what could we play that we would all know here? So I asked the Scottish fiddler, "Do you know Soldier's Joy?" She said, "Oh, it's an old Scottish tune." And somebody laughed, "Aye, it's an Irish tune." I was like, "It's an Appalachian tune." And like, so we joked about that for a minute, and then we all started playing it, and we realized real quick that depending on the region that you're from, it's played differently. One part of the song is the same no matter where you're at. The other part of the song is different. So we stepped on each other's toes for the next 10 minutes playing. We had a real good time. And then I sang lyrics to it, which come from the Civil War era, which most people don't really realize there are some lyrics that were added on somewhere throughout time, you know. So if you hear some of the lyrics, they come from the Civil War era. So we're going to play our variation of this tune.
This is listener-supported public radio, WPSU State College and WPSX Kane, an outreach service of Penn State. You're listening to a special monthly broadcast of the Folk Show Roadshow featuring the Hillbilly Gypsies. And later, solo singer-songwriter Mark Durrell. Performance day is ahead at 9.